Okay, so we have one of the places in Torah we talk about tefillin is this parasha. Baruch Ha'olei Sa'idecha, Yitzchor Me'enecha, L'man Tia, Peres Hashem, V'ficha. The Gemara Menachos learns out from this, it says, Baruch Ha'am Be'aretz K'shem Hashem Nikr Lecha, V'yarem Mecha. Tanya Blazer God Limer, Eil Tfilin Shabarash. The Grashi, because it says, Roy with the Shem Hashem, Shin and the Dalid, we have in the Tfilin Shalraish. So that's Ro, Kishem Hashem Nikralecha, they'll see the Tfilin, and they'll be scared. Why? Because Shem Hashem, Roy with the Shem of Shakai is in the Tfilin Shalraish. The Midrashi understands that the Dalid of the in the Kesher is part of the Shem Hashem. And also the Yud in the Kesher of the Kehillah and Shalyad. Taisvis argues because he says that the Dalid and the Yud are not considered part of Hashem. They're not letters. And therefore they're not considered part of Shem Shakai. Means Araya. Umar Megillah. Some of them is not up to Chafav and Beis yet, but you'll get there eventually. The Gemara says that the Ritzuas of the Tefillin are Tashmishe Kedusha. They don't have the Kedusha Atzma. So if they have a din of if they have a din of the Isias, then they should be Kedusha Atzma. There should be Kedusha Atzma. Meaning, it should be Tashmish Kedusha. Another Raya brings that the Dalit and the Yud and the Ritzua, the Isis and the Ritzua, are not really considered part of Shem Hashem. Because they're called Kesher Shal Tefillin. Right? Kesher, it's not, of course, Rashi is not Kesher, it's the Shem Hashem. Then there's another Raya, the Gemara says, L'huch Shem Lech Shemayim El Arbehem Atayra. The Gemara comes out, the Gemara says, Shin is Lech Meshavasin, because the Gemara says that the Shin is Pashit, that you need Arbehem Atayra. The Gemara, the Ritzuas. The Ritzuas, the Gemara says, Pasha, the Shin has to be Arbeim Atayra. So the Chiddush is that even the Ritzuas. So if the Ritzuas are part of the Shem, the Vayta should be Pasha. Top, Akapanim, so we have Yisrael Yisrael Machlaik is Rashi and Taisus. What is the gather of the Dalit and the Yud in the Ritzuas? Does that have a din of is it part of the shame or not? Now, Bemison, it comes out in Taisim and Achso, they come out in Afkamina, Berenjis and Afkamina, Lachlamaisa. What's the din? Can you wear your tefillin shel yad in the bathroom? Can you bring your tefillin shel yad into the bathroom? See, Taisim says, because Batsam, the shame is that are in the tefillin in the parishes, that's covered up. It's covered up with the batim. It's covered up with the batim. What?
Double wrap.
Why is it double? Who said you need double wrap?
You don't need double wrap.
I know who said. Is that why it should be double wrap? It's only single wrap.
Say double wrap. I don't know.
What?
Say double wrap.
Say like you can't bring like a. If you keep like a
shoe
card in your wallet, it has to be like folded up into your wallet.
Top Akban, we have to be but
Are you sure?
But that Tyson discussed that. Tyson says Tyson doesn't say if your shirt is over it. Top, we have to eye in this din of double wrap. How far back does what? Where does it come from? Maybe Tyson doesn't hold that. Maybe it's a Chol Shanim. I don't know. Was the guy to us because what? The box?
It's like a full covering.
You can't get to it?
So, therefore what? A full covering doesn't need double? I don't get it.
Maybe not.
Well, why? What? It's time to say in the Lufthansa, Chacholik Mechtesi. No. Kids, the bottom line. So Taisa says, if you hold that the Ritzuas are considered part of the shame, then you can't take in the bathroom because the Ritzuas aren't covered. But if you hold, that like Taisa speaks out. But if you hold that the bathroom is not part of the shame, so therefore Tfilin Shel Roish, which has the shin, then you can't take in the bathroom because it's not covered. Shane the Rashi, you're about to take it in the bathroom. Now, the Ran in Shabbos, on Chav Ches, so there the Ran is a Miyashiv Rashi, even though he says that the Shakai is including the Shem Shakai is including these Dal and the Shin as well. But the Ram, but still, Taisa has a kasha that it should be considered the guf kedusha and not tashmish kedusha, right? The ritzuah should be considered guf kedusha has a shame. So he says, since it's not b'ksiva mamish, right? It's not b'ksiva mamish. So meila, you know it's part of the shame. Slept yesterday out of bed over there. Looks like he's still in bed. I don't know. Even though it's part of shame, it's not ksiv mamish. It doesn't have to do with the shmishay kedusha, who's not ksiv. It's only kesher. So if besayv, it's in the tzura of a kesher. It's not a letter. It's just the kesher b'tzuras dalid b'tzuras yud. So therefore. Therefore, Lagabe Kedusha, Lagabe Mantia Tarsha Meficha, Lagabe Arbe Matira, you wouldn't need Alacha Moshe Mesinai to tell us that it has to be Arbe Matira, and Tres Kashul Ait, it's Shem Hashem, and Mantia Tarsha Meficha. So, that's the Rikuk Nirashi and the Antaisvis. My interesting Mardukhai, the Mardukhai asked in Rashi, if the kesher of the ritzuis is considered part of the shame, then if you undo the kesher, you should be over on this with mechikas Hashem. He asked in Rashi. If Rashi holds that the isis of Dalet and Yud, the part of the shame shakai, so if you want to make your tefillin bigger or smaller, you take it apart. You should be over this with mechikas Hashem. So maybe if you run that's mishav also. But since I've decided it's a different surah, it's only the kesher b'tzuras eyes. So meila, Kubi's not going to have din of mechikas Hashem either, just like it doesn't have a din of matia teres Hashem b'ficha. Right? Rashi says it's not called teres Hashem b'ficha; it has to be on something that's edible. Teres Hashem b'ficha, min hamutim b'ficha, could be also gabe mechikas Hashem. Okay, that's one nekuda. There's interesting machlokes between Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam, the guy by the kasher of tefillin. The machlokes is whether you have to tie your tefillin, make a new knot, meinach, every single day. So the Gemara says, when do you make the bracha? Mishas hanocha ad shas kshira, right? It has to be a kshira. You're tying it. Zokar ben Elyo. So you see, you have to tie, you have to make a new knot on your tefillin every day. Kshira, you kosher it. Right? Kshira. What does kshira mean? Achas kshira. Kshira means making a knot. That's what kshira means. Yeah? So, Zokar ben Elyo, mainly every day, you untie your tefillin, and every day you got to tie your tefillin again. Hand in it. Yeah? Remember Tam, Baruch Shem Rambas again. Yeah? Remember Tam says, no. And he brings the raya, the Gemara Chulin. In case the Gemara says that Tam Chacham has to know three things. One of them is Kesh Shal Tefillin. So it's mashma. There's not something that's shchiach, meaning something that only Tam Chacham has to know because he has to be mushlam and know things. But if it's something that's done every day, everyone has to know. Top al kaponim, Rabbeinu Tam asks another kasha, interesting kasha, because Morin Erevin is mavor that the kasher tefillin is a kasher chayam. There's the sugya over there. But if you find tefillin on Shabbos, what do you do? So you're allowed to wear them, etc. So it comes down to the sugya over there that there's a problem making the kasher tefillin on Shabbos because it's the kasher chayam. It's a fed man time. According to Ben Eliyahu, if you have to untie it every day. L'chayra, it's not a kesh kayama. Kesh, you undo every single day. L'chayra is not a kesh kayama. Oh, zok the marachai. Ne'echnami. Even the batim is not a kesh kayama. But yais, the Torah refers to it as a kesher. Right? G'shartam lois aidecha. So the Torah refers to it as a kesher. The Chumano is achshevei. That it's a kasher, so male is considered a kasher kayama. Ignore kasher kayama. So male, that's the answer for the Rabbi Elio. And even though you're supposed to untie tefillin every single day, still it's called kasher kayama. So Rabbi Nezer has an interesting aura. He says, so that's the teretz for Rabbi Elio. Yeah, the Torah calls it a kasher, even though Batsim is not a kasher kayama, the Torah calls it a kasher, this has a kasher kayama. So he says, though, Balidi Dan, that we don't hold Rabbi Elio, has to be kasher kayama. That's him, right? So kasher has to be kasher kayama, right? So L'chayra, he says, okay, you shouldn't be allowed to borrow someone's tefillin. If you borrow someone's tefillin, you're all the same hat size, so you make it bigger, you make it smaller. And then when you finish, you give back to him. Do you want to turn a little lower? And when you give back to him, and then he fixes it. L'chayra says, L'chayra, if you're going to do that, it's not kesher kayama. Because you're making it small, you're making it bigger, it means you're untying the kesher, you're opening it up a little bit, and then you're retying it, right? I guess so. If it's loose, then... What? No, but you can't make it bigger and smaller without opening it up a little bit. I hear it could be when you just open up a little bit, it could be still has a shame kesher. It could be still has a shame kesher because it's the whole. You know, you're not taking it apart lagamri. It's a good aura. It could be that's a shot. It could be that's good teretz that not mamish taking it apart. You're just opening it up a little bit. So even though the tour of the kesher is still there, you know it's looser. It could be it's enough to be considered a kesher. So it's still kesher kayama. But the Avnezer says, according to Lididan, that we hold Nalakaben Yoh, so we don't find that Torah is Machshav a Kesher, which is not Shakayama, to be considered Kesher Kayama, then it should be a problem. He himself gives different Torahs that a Kesher is Dafka, this is that you need a Kesher Kayama, is Dafka. When the kesher is being mechaber two things, but the kesher tefillin is not being mechaber two things, then it doesn't have to be kesher kayama. In order that it should be considered a kesher, still the gemara, it could be it is a kesher. The gemara calls it normal kesher kayama, but it doesn't have to be kesher kayama in order that it should be considered a kesher.
Kesher kayama is not just totally it itself could stand. Meaning, even if you undo it all the time.
No.
That would ruin it for me because it was
a no, but then we find Hilchos Shabbos that if you tie something for a short while, you're not chayav in Shabbos.
Even if that's something that thing is
yeah, even it could stay forever.
So that
yeah.
would be called a kashrus
keilah. Right, right. If you tie something, that's the whole shaila with when you tie a tie. Yeah, if it's not a slip knot, right, that just pulls out. So then there's a shaila. So if right, depends on how you do it, right? But Samela, if you're not going to undo it that day, and you just leave, like some people just leave it, you know, till whenever, so then it could be a problem. Because then if you can leave it for 7 days, it's a problem. If it's just that day, it's fine. Samela, you see that kesher kayama, not totally mitzad etzem kesher. Could it last? Is it aimed to last? What?
It's not automatically fine. You can always take it out.
Yeah, that's not a kesher. Now the Rambam says like this. And Rambam in the Keplach, the Rambam in the beginning of every halachas has the minyan. The Rambam Bekitz writes all the mitzvahs that are there in that halacha in those halachas. Rambam writes Yesh b'cholam chamish mitzvahs asay. Zel prata liyos tefillin al roish L'koshim aliyad. So the Ben Yishleima, Yishleima Kain Vilna, he asks, why does the Rambam say Tfilin Shal Rosh before Tfilin Shal Yad? In the Psukim, it always says Tfilin Shal Yad first. Shat Mois Haidecha, Vayu Tadavaz Beinecha. The Tfilin Shal Yad comes before Tfilin Shal Rosh. So why in the order of the Rambam does he have Tfilin Shal Rosh before Tfilin Shal Yad? Noch Akashi asks, the Rambam writes that Tzarech Shiyeh Ba'ar Shal Tfilin Shal Rosh Tzuras Shin B'lach Maish Masinai. Right? But by Tfilin Shal Yad, he doesn't say the Lacha, that the Kesher is B'lach Maish Masinai. Good, so he explains that how it fits into the Gemara. Baal Kapanim, it says it like this. There's a crazy story brought down in the Seder HaDeiros. It's a wild story. What's interesting is the Ben Yishleima, based on that story, he wants to explain the Rambam. It's a wild story. In the Seder HaDeiros, brings down the Maisa, that there was a group of people that were in the attic of Rav Menachem Hordaisi, and there was the drasha of Shmuel Hanavi. Some say it's the father of the Sef Hasidim, the Chassid, Shmuel Chassid. And he was given a drasha on Shiras Hayam. So when he finished, so one of the Chachamim said, they should ask Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu from Paris, you have to tie your tefillin every day. The kids are the whole story that they want the matriach, matat, to come down. And so he said that Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So he said, okay, let's ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And, so they brought they were hooked to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they got it all wrong. Because the Kshira of Tfilin Shel Rosh, the Kshira of Tfilin Shel Rosh, you have to do every day. Tfilin Shel Rosh, you have to untie every day, tie every day. Then Rabbi Tam comes down, Kari, and he says, Moshe Teisa, Ain Tzrich Likshar B'chol Yoyim Mekash Shel Rosh. It's enough to Hiduk, right? But we do Hiduk, you have to untie. Come to Agam Moshe Bein. Yeah. V'loy b'shal roish, el b'shal yad. Yichsiv v'ksharetam lo'ois al yedecha. So even the you only need hiduk in the shal yad. Ksharetam lo'ois, it says kshir in the yad, doesn't say kshir in the roish. Ksharetam lo'ois yedecha, v'hayul toitof is b'yinecha. Azei zokter b'yin tam against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, one second, when it says v'ksharetam lo'ois, you hear b'shat in the pasuk. Nachshin is pshat in the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is pshat in the pasuk. Ugshartem lois, she'en tefillin shel roish dav ois. Ugshartem lois al yedecha. So what is ugshartem lois? That's referring to tefillin shel roish. Ugshartem lois. The tefillin shel roish is an ois. So like a Ben Tam, one second. He says v'hayta taitavaz bein necha. So it means the beginning, the first part, that ugshartem lois al yedecha is not referring to tefillin shel roish. He has a whole vikoach with Ben Tam and Moshe Rabbeinu was pshat in the pasuk. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the way you read the pasuk like this: Ksharetam lois. That's Tfilin Shel Rosh. Ksharetam lois. Yeah. Al yadecha bizman shat Tfilin Shel Yad al yadav. Yeah. Pshat in the pasuk. Yeah. Ksharetam lois. That's Tfilin Shel Rosh. Al yadecha when bizman that the Tfilin Shel Yad is al yadecha, and then it says the Tavs beinecha is that's a gzeir shav. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's shot in the pasuk, and that's the recall of the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbe Tam. Now this is like what? Chassidus shot in the pasuk. No, okay. So all those pictures have Moshe Rabbeinu with a shrine. Well, it's right. You know? It's like this. The Gemara says that when you put on tefillin, you have to put on tefillin shiachas, and then tefillin shoraish. Right? It says shartim lo yisayidecha, and afterwards vayul tataf is beinecha. So the chayyim inform the Gemara that shartim lo yisayidecha is talking about tefillin shoraish. And that's why tefillin shiachas has to be before tefillin shoraish. So the Gemara is mashma like Ben Tam, not like Moshe Benim. Back upon him, then the Gemara goes in the Seder Doris brings down more that Moshe Benu told this Shmuel Navi that leMetzina b'Tayir shetzrichim yud b'tulin shel yad lahashlam shem shakai. He asked them why not. Why do you need the Yod of Tefillin Shel Yad? So Moshe Ben told him, because when he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was only Machayrav. So he saw the Shin and the Dal of Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Tefillin Shel Yad, of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyachal Moshe Ben didn't see. So maybe that's why you don't need the Yod. The Yod is not Makav in the Shem Shakai. Because that Moshe Ben didn't see. Now, okay, that's Adkan Divrei. I told you it's a wild story, yeah? Adkan Divrei. Seradiris. Oh, Zakta bin Yishlaima, Mamela, that's from the Rambam. Yeah? Why the Rambam says that Lach Mosh Masinai is in the Kshira of Tfilin Shal Rosh, not Tfilin Shal Yad. Because Kshartam is talking about Tfilin Shal Rosh, not Tfilin Shal Yad. According to Mosh Rabbein. And Mela, that's why the Rambam first mentions Tfilin Shal Rosh. And not Tefillin Shel Yad, even though his kasha was, in the pasuk it says Tefillin Shel Yad first. Teretz is Ram held like Moshe Rabbeinu. In Moshe ad Moshe lekam ke Moshe, right? So Ram held like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Meila, that's why he mentions Tefillin Shel Rosh first. The Maisa Lcharetz is Shikapelu because Ram is saving mitzvahs in mitzvah Yud Beis. Ram says a mitzvah Yud Beis he should tivanu l'niach Tefillin Shel Rosh. Mitzvah Yud Gimli writes, Mitzvah Yud Gimli Tzvon Lanich Shal Yad, Husham Mukshar Tamoy Sal Yidecha. So Chayr, we've seen the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam actually teaches the Pesukim for us, the way we're used to teaching the Pesukim, not like it's brought down B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Tov, okay. So, we mentioned the Gemara Menachos that says, again, Kipshuta, Kshar Tamoy Sal Yidecha, let's not go away from here, you know. It's a nice seradiris, but kipshutei. We pass here Ben Tam, I guess. The kshatim vayseidecha is going on tefillin sheyad. Hoydon has benech is going on tefillin sheroish, and that's what Mara says. Mikra ding, you have to put on tefillin sheyad first. Oh, so the question is, what happens if a guy puts on the tefillin sheyad? Shul Shoroish first, and then the Tefillin Shel Yad. Does he have to take it off? Does he have to take it off and start again? Is it Makiv the order? So Imre Bina is Dan, Mekama Stodim, why maybe it should be Makiv? He has two issues. He has one issue, Mitzad, Yavle Mahani. Which is Mechugs by Eberava, whether Kol Milsa the Amrachmana leSavid, Yavid Mahani or Yavid La Mahani. Torah is not to do something. So if you did it, you went against the Torah. Is it Chal or not? So again, it's in Maseches Tmura. So just the classic case, just as a dogma would be Tmura. Torah says Lo Yachlifenu Lo Yamra Yisai. So Torah says you can't do Tmura. What would that mean if you did do tomorrow? Would it be chal or not? So good. There it says v'hayotu masir kaidish, right? So there is a pasuk. But akpam, that's what Mara's done over there in the machlag zemayev rava. Just use that as a dogma. So when Tari said don't do tomorrow, so if you do it, is it chal or not? Or we say no. If Tari don't do it. If you do it, if you did it, it's not chal. So meila, that's one thing that he wants to be done over here, and also mitzad mitzvah b'aver, as we'll see. Meaning, so since the Torah says over here, you have to put on Tefillin Shel Yad and then the Tefillin Shel Rosh, if you did it the other way, then it's not chal. Meaning, you're not making the mitzvah, you have to do it again. That's his question.
Meaning, when you have both, it's not to be your own. I mean, we know so Rosh alone works, right?
That's if you only have one, you can do it one.
Right.
But when we have both, then it has to be an order. And if you messed up the order, so Mel, you could have to do it over again.
Do you make another bracha?
Would you make another bracha? Could be not. No haschadas. The bracha was chal. Ah, but Yovel Mahani, you could be Yovel Mekayin the mitzvah. On the side, no, you're right. Outside of the Yovel Mahani, you were Mekayin the mitzvah. Outside, there'll be Yovel Mahani. Then, if that means you were Mekayin the mitzvah, then you have to make the bracha.
If I have a Shalyan and Shalrosh, and I only put on the Shalrosh, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say Shalrosh.
Well, you're that, not planning on putting on the Shalyan B'chal?
Let's say you don't put it on B'chal.
Then, Mustam, you are Yaitzeh.
You're not Yaitzeh?
You are Yaitzeh.
Right, so to say that, like, you have to take it, that it's Ma'akev, yeah, to have to take it off and put on the Shalyan first is a bit of a chidush.
Okay, let's see what he says. Yeah? So, in other words, again, so you want to say, if Rava says, Yavid Lai Mahani, yeah? So then, you're not Yaitzeh Chit. Look, it's only if you have both. The problem is you have to put on the Shalrosh before the Shalyad, right? But if you only win one, you only have one. So, he wants to answer according to Marit, the famous Marit. The most famous Mar Makom in the sugya of Yavalei Mahani is the Marit. Marit has a yisayid. The only time you say Yavalei Mahani is if you'll be misakin yisura. Dehainu, that al yidei saying Yavalei Mahani, then the iser is undone. So let's talk about Temura, just a classic example of Temura. The Torah doesn't want you to do Temura. So if you did it, it's not chal. So it means you didn't do the Temura, right? Torah says don't do Temura. We don't want you to do Temura. So if you did it, it's not going to be chal. That will fix up that you didn't make Temura, right? What about if you say Avalei Mahani, it's not going to fix up the Isser. For example, the classic example of that is, everyone talks about Merit, is Taisus and Chulin, is the Gemara Mishnah and Chulin, the guy B'Shchita B'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Hashaych b'Shabbos shtasa k'sheira. Everybody asks, why is shtasa k'sheira? Kol muslam rachman alay savid. Yav alay mani. Teres don't shech the Shabbos. If you shech the Shabbos, so shchita should be possible. So why is the Mishnah say shchita is k'sheira? So over here, Zakir b'kfeg, I'll pee the marit, it's good. Why? Because what's the iser of shech the Shabbos? Until it's the Shama. Right, so even if you say the shechita is going to be possible, you're not going to bring the animal back to life. Right, you have like Mahani and say, okay, the animal is alive because of like Mahani the shechita. Right, so Mela, since Aidei saying you have like Mahani, you're not going to fix up what you did wrong. So then there's no point in saying and undoing what you did and saying it's possible because it's not going to help to say that it's possible. Azay zok the marit. So Mela zok the mirbina. Kanzain, you have the same svar over here, that by Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, if the guy put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh before the Tefillin Shel Yad, yeah, even if you want to say Yav Lai Mahani, Saif Kasaif, the Tefillin Shel Rosh was on his head before the Tefillin Shel Yad. What's it going to help to say that he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah? So because you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh before the Tefillin Shel Yad, it doesn't undo it. By Temura, yeah, the Torah doesn't want you to do Temura. So we say the Temura is not Chal. Okay, so then you didn't do the Temura. You didn't do Temura, right? One second. Zok Mirbina over here. Even if we say you're not going to carry the mitzvah, but Saif Kasaif, the Tefillin Shel Rosh is on your head before the Tefillin Shel Yad. You can't undo that. Just the mitzvah is the Tefillin Shel Rosh is on your head before the Tefillin Shel Yad. So what does it help to say Avalei Mahani?
So what's the case that you would go back for?
I just said Temura.
You can undo that?
What? Without stam. Taras don't do tmura.
Yeah.
So that's we should say of lemahane tmura shemichal. That would be the example. I'm using it as a dogma because my pasuk says by yos bras yakadosh the tmura is chal. There's a kasev. But I'm just using that as an example. That's where the gemara and tmura comes in. That's why the sugi is in tmura. Yeah. But gemara asks on abaya asks on rav and tmura. Then we see that is chal. But as a dogma, when the Torah says don't do tmura, so if it's not chal, says you didn't do tmura. What the Torah didn't want should be done is undone. The Torah doesn't want this to be a tmura, so there is no tmura, right? But over here, it will be done with the shechita. Just like the shechita said, we can't bring an animal back to life by saying the shechita is not kosher. Yeah. So we're also, we're not going to take away the metzias that you put on the tefillin shalraj before the tefillin shalraj. So, the truth of the matter is though, it's really not so pasha. This is, I think, maybe what's Nichlon Boaz's question, that l'chayra, when the Torah says that v'kshar t'mayis ha'idecha, v'hu t'ad v'ez b'einecha, that first you have to put on the tefillin shalraj, then tefillin shalraj, it's not talking about Metzias, Stam, putting on Tefillin Shiyah, putting on Tefillin Shoraysh, the Maisa of putting on Tefillin Shiyah, Tefillin Shoraysh. We're talking about do the mitzvah of Tefillin Shoyad before you do the mitzvah of Tefillin Shoraysh, right? So Meil, if we say Avalei Mahani, and I put on Tefillin Shoraysh first, right? We say Avalei Mahani, that you're not Mekayin the mitzvah. True, it's on your head, but you're not Mekayin the mitzvah. So if you're not Mekayin the mitzvah, then it's Tam, it's Kimono, but then what is it? It's not the Metzias on your head that bothers the Torah. There's a Seder in how to do the mitzvahs. You're supposed to do the mitzvah, Tefillin Shel Yad, before the Tefillin Shel Rosh. If we say the Inam Mekayin Tefillin Shel Rosh because you did it before the Tefillin Shel Yad, so you didn't put on Tefillin Shel Rosh before Tefillin Shel Yad. Yes, physically you put it on your head, but the Torah is not talking about the Ma'aseh, the Torah is talking about the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah, Tefillin Shel Yad, before Tefillin Shel Rosh. So if I put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on my head, and it's Lai Mahani, yeah, if we say Yov Lai Mahani, so then it is Misakin Yisura. Because this way, I'm not Mekayin the mitzvah. I'm not Mekayin the mitzvah, Tefillin Shel Rosh. And if I didn't do Tefillin Shel Rosh before Tefillin Shel Yad, you know, physically I did it. So that L'chayr, the Teret, the Shtel Tzu, the Marit over here to answer why there's no problem with the Avalei Mahani is not so pashit. Huh? Why give me these quizzical looks over here? What?
Okay, I didn't follow.
You don't follow? Again, what's the Mebrina's Teret? That the Marit says that when, by saying Avalei Mahani, you're not going to fix up what you did wrong, we don't say Avalei Mahani. We don't undo what you did if it's not going to help. Therefore, we don't say the shechita is possible because you shechta on Shabbos. Because it's not going to help. It's until the Shama that you did anyway. Okay? By tomorrow, theoretically, it would help. If it's, it says don't do tomorrow, if tomorrow is not chal, then I didn't do tomorrow. It's not the ma'is of tomorrow it's aser. It's the making tomorrow. I didn't make tomorrow. Yeah? Now, so but by tefillin, so the doctor has them came by tefillin also. I put on tefillin shorosh before tefillin shayad. Yeah? What do you want to say? I'm not makai my mitzvah of tefillin shorosh. Because I did it out of order. He says, no, but Matthias says, you put on the tefillin, we're supposed to put first tefillin shel yad, and then tefillin shel rosh. Matthias says, I did that. By saying, I'm not Mekayin the mitzvah, you didn't accomplish anything, because I've decided, the tefillin shel rosh on my head before the tefillin shel yad. So I'm saying, no, that the iser is not, or the bitl mitzvah is not, that you shouldn't put the box called tefillin shel rosh on your head before you put the box called tefillin shel yad on your hand. I mean, you should do the mitzvah tefillin shel yad before the mitzvah tefillin shel rosh. So if by putting on tefillin shel rosh, I'm not mekayin the mitzvah because you say yavo lei mahani, then I wasn't mekayin tefillin shel rosh before tefillin shel yad. So yavo lei mahani, it is mezakin yisura because this way, if I'm not mekayin the mitzvah tefillin shel rosh, I didn't do mitzvah tefillin shel rosh before tefillin shel yad. So then the chayyur, the kasha, even the mirit, the mirit is not going to help you.
Is there mitzvah tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh? Is there like a mitzvah then like as together as a unit, like different than the stam mitzvah? Meaning, because if not, then I understand shel rosh your mekayim without tefillin shel yad, right? If you don't have tefillin shel yad,
there you go again.
So I don't understand.
But But the Torah says don't do this in this order. But you have both, and you put it on both. And if you do, then it has to be in order. If you do it out of order, then you went against the Torah. If you went against the Torah, Shem Kanamakai and Mitzvah. If you just put on one, you didn't go against the Torah. You just put on one. Top.
Rabbi wants to say that you could be misakin this, sir?
I'm saying it will be misakin this, sir. Because if we say Yavla Mahani, you're not Makai and you Mitzvah, Tulun Sharaish, then you didn't do mitzvah tefillin shalosh before shaliyah. So therefore, I would say, if you want to answer this question, I would answer based on Rabbi Kveger himself, because the famous truth is Rabbi Kveger actually, in Simon Kufkov test, he brings down Marit. I think he made the Marit famous, but Rabbi Kveger himself gives another teretz. Kveger himself gives another teretz. And he says like this, that Yav Loi Mahani is only when it's possible to teach the Loi Mahani into the Nusuch of the Lav. The Hainu. Let's go back to Tamura again just for a dogma. When Seth Tahir says, Loi Achifenu V'Loyam Raisai. Right? Now you could teach Loi Achifenu V'Loyam Raisai means that there shouldn't be Chal Tamura. Loi Achifenu, there shouldn't be Tamura. Loyam, there shouldn't be Tamura. You could teach that into the words. So then we say, okay, Yav Loi Mahani, and that's, if not for the fact that it said, V'haya, who, Smurah Siya Kaidesh, we say Yav Loi Mahani, and the Smurah won't be Chal. Now Shane Cain, Marshal, he talked about Lissas Kum Lacha. He's coming to answer the Kasha of Shchita. That's what he's coming to do over there. Yeah? That by when Torah says Lissas Kum Lacha, so there, the Torah says, Lissas Kum Lacha cannot be taiched to mean that the malach is not chal, the shchita is not chal. I mean, there's plenty of other malachas where it's not negeya. In other words, by shchita, there's negeya chalois. Yeah, that maybe the shchita should be possible because you didn't shech, because you shechted on the Shabbos with an iser. You can say the yav leim mahan shchita should be chal, but there's tons of other malachas where it's not negeya. Say he built the building, so you can say yav leim mahan. It's not, you know. If you can't live there, I mean, there's no building here, right? So since the Sas Kom Locha is a general Isser, and mainly you can't tie up into the words that's not Chal, because it's not just talking about a Chalais, it's not just talking about where there is a Chalais, so Mela, there we don't see Avay Mahani. So Mela, if he's there, but also, when the Torah says, So the Torah just gives you the order, right? So this is the order. So there's not shaykh to touch up these words, that there are no words here that say don't do it. The Torah doesn't say don't put on Tefillin Shorosh first. They can say, okay, if the Torah said don't put on, meaning that it's not put on if you put on Tefillin Shorosh first. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Torah just tells you to say it at Varim. Put on the Shalyad, and then Shorosh. So, there's no words here that we can tie up to being like Mahani. So, Melchor Kveger, just like Sas Kam Lacha, is not talking about Shechita, and therefore, it can't tell you the Shechita is possible. So too, the Torah doesn't say any words that could be tied up to say that putting on the phone Shoraish first, you're not Makai Mitzvah. Doesn't say don't put on the phone Shoraish. It says put on the phone Shoraish, and then Shoraish. So there's no pasuk here that could be explained to mean the Eloi Mahani. Okay. So that's as far as the Eloi Mahani is concerned. The Imribin is done also Mitzad on Mitzvah Bob Avera. Mitzvah Bob Avera. That since you over on the Isser of putting on Tefillin Shorosh before Tefillin Shiyad, so may I say Mitzvah Averi, and I'm kind of Mitzvah. Now, B'chayra, right away it would bother you, you'd say, one second, Mitzvah Averi, B'chayra is Dafkan Averi. Over here, what is this? It's a Bittul Mitzvah. There's no Isser to put on Tefillin Shorosh first. It's a bit of a mitzvah. Torah says this is the order. If a person puts on tefillin shorosh first, l'chayra, he's mevatel the mitzvah. The Torah says put on shaliyat first. There's no is. It's not a lab ba mechala say. It's just a bit of mitzvah.
Is the active bitul mitzvah?
At this moment in time, he's not being mechala mitzvah. That's called bitul mitzvah. What it means, bitul mitzvah, you've got the mitzvah putting on shayat first. Put on shayat first. If I don't do that, I didn't do what the Torah said to do. I didn't do an aver. I just didn't do what the Torah says. I didn't wear tefillin b'chal. So that's not an aver. It's a bit of mitzvah, right? So, man, who said that there's mitzvah aver by bit of mitzvah? Zokni Meibina. I'll bring you a raya. Interesting raya. He says, "Harei luva gazel." Right? What's the classic case of mitzvah aver in the Gemara? Luva gazel. Anyone learned the third paragraph of Sukkah? That's where the whole Sukkah Mitzvah Aveira comes in, is in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, right? So, now, by Lulav HaGazel, Harei, the Lav HaLisigzel, when were you over? When you stole it, right? Now that I have the Lulav that I stole last week, I have it in my hand, I'm over HaLisigzel every second? He says, no, what are you over? You're over is a bit lasse of Vesh Vesh Gaza. That's what we've been about every second. And still, we see the Mitzvah Aveira. That's a classic Mitzvah Aveira, it's Lulav HaGazel, right? We see Mit Lasse, there's Lulav HaGazel. That's a Shtickel Tar. Lamaisa, L'chor is not a Raya Bechal. Why? Because. You see that in my Bittul Mitzvah, there's Mitzvah Aveira. Because every gzela, the lav you were over yesterday, what are you over today? You're not returning it. There's a bit of mitzvah v'hesh gzela shgazal, and the Gemara says you're not yaitzah because mitzvah aveira. So you see that a bit of mitzvah is considered an aveira. A bit of mitzvah is considered an aveira that will say mitzvah aveira. You see, you don't need an aveira, a lav to have mitzvah aveira.
Why is it not?
There was.
Don't do it with something that was.
Very good. What's that? Very good. So the raya is a very shracha raya, because Taisa and Sukkah, someone supposed me, Taisa and Sukkah of Lamed, that says Taisa over there asks like this: Vim time will come on paslin on lul shal hashev shalom edachas mishum demechzas shiura. Right. Gemara later on. Neflamed hay. The Gemara says, "Lulav shal hashera shal ira nidachas." Why is it possible? Because it's ayin l'sreifa, and ksusim mechza shira. Lulav needs a shir. Dal tefachim. So meila, it's ayin l'sreifa. It doesn't have the chshivs of the shir. Well, however that works exactly. Not as sugi. The Taisa is tapek legs. Mitzvah avera. Chayes mitzvah avera. He was ayin by the zara. The mitzvah aveira. So Taisvis, no. Mitzvah aveira is only when the aveira is guarding the mitzvah. It means without doing the aveira, I couldn't do the mitzvah. But lulav gazel, if not for the fact that I stole it, I wouldn't have lulav. But shengen by the zara, just because punk, I was over this tree as a zara sheira, that doesn't impact on the mitzvah. That's irrelevant. It so happens to be that someone was over by the zara, but it's not the aveira that brought the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah haba by aveira. Mitzvah haba aveira means the mitzvah came about idea and aveira. But mitzvah, it's a punk, and aveira was done in this object, and all shaykh is to bring the mitzvah. That's not mitzvah by aveira. That's
another one. It would be
what.
If you owned another one, it would be
hard.
If you owned
the
love and then you stole one.
What does that do with anything? The way I'm kind of mitzvah with this love is because it looks like I could have done it anyway. That's enough for me, you know? The Aveira brought me to be able to be kind of mitzvah by Sher Hashem with this. I have 1,000 love. What does that do anything? Oh, Akapan, we already see from Taisvis. What do we see from Taisvis? That. You don't need to be over and aver b'shas the mitzvah, because if Taisa is held like the Merbina, that the reason you're over mitzvah aver by the lulav gazel is because you're being over every second a bitl mitzvah v'zel shegazel. So then, what's the kasha from Asherah? By Asherah, I'm not being over an avera now. Asherah, I'm not being over an avera. Mitzvah hanes and I'm not being over an avera. Yeah, he was also being an avera. I'm not being an avera from the avera. I don't know what avera. I won't say that. Elamai is mavur in Taisus. The Taisus held that they don't the mitzvah avera. Even if you're not over an avera right now. So Meli asked, what's the difference between Gezeilo or Asherah? And then he answered, that Asherah, that Vera, is not guarding the mitzvah. Mashen came by Gezeilo, the Gezeilo is guarding the mitzvah. So what do we see? That you don't have to be over now. As long as the Gezeilo was guarding the mitzvah, that's enough. So Meila, you don't have a raya from here, that by Bitl Asay, it's mitzvah Vera. Because the reason why Lulav HaGazel, this mitzvah Aveira, is not because of the mitzvah of Bittul mitzvah of Heshev Esegzela Asher Gazel. The reason why Lulav HaGazel is the mitzvah Aveira is because yesterday I stole. And I day stealing, I'll then over Sigzel. It's Sigzel that makes the mitzvah Aveira. I was over Sigzel, and being over Sigzel brought me to this mitzvah, Shemela. That's what's mitzvah Aveira.
It doesn't say that he's not Yotzi afterwards because of Heshev Esegzela. That was
Ibn Rabin's.
His pshat.
His pshat in the Gemara. Well, he asked, "Are you ready?" Oh, it's too late. The answer is, "Elamai must be veisha." The chayyus is not true. Based on Taisus, you see not like that. Based on Taisus, you see that as long as you're over an aveira, and that aveira is what allowed you to do the mitzvah. That's mitzvah aveira. So, Mel, we loyal to Malay Sigzel, not to Malay Shis. Mel, there's no right from here that mitzvah baba aveira, a bitl mitzvah is called an aveira. Get mitzvah aveira. So the Rabin himself wants midayach the raya from Gazel. Al pi the way the Chemda Shleima learns up a Ritva, because and this is a whole shayla by itself. This is one of my pet peeves over here in this Ritva, but the Ritva. In Sukkah of Lamna Bay says that the Madama Karak Ein Exeles is no psul mitzvah Avera b'sukkah. The Madama Karak Ein Exeles is no psul mitzvah Avera b'sukkah. So Chemesh Laima explains the Ritva al Pei Yishalmi. Because Yishalmi says, famous Yishalmi, the most famous Yishalmi, it says, that's the Kasha. Why Bekarei B'Shabbos you're Yaitza and you're still Lulav, you're not Yaitza. Says Yishalmi Tamon Guf Aveira Hocha Hu Av Aveira. Famous line of Yishalmi that reverberated throughout history. Tamon Guf Aveira, the shry of Yishalmi, Tamon Guf Aveira Hocha Hu Av Aveira. So what does that mean? Hocha Guf Avera, Hacha, Hu Avera, well, what is Shalmi saying? So, Chaim Nishleima, that in order to be a mitzvah Avera, there has to be a chefs of mitzvah, a chefs of Avera. So, Mela, Tamon, Guf Avera, by Gzela, it's Chal Hashem Gezel on the Lulav, and Mela, the chefs of mitzvah, which is Lulav, that has Hashem Gzela on it, that's a problem mitzvah Aveira. No, Kitzer, mitzvah Aveira is a din in the Chefza, not in the Gavra. Not that you are even aware. The mitzvah Aveira, Pshai says, Chal Hashem Aveira on the Chefza, and that passes the Chefza for Aveira. That's the difference between Karei B'Shabbos and Lulav HaGazel. Like Karei B'Shabbos, who of Aveira? You are even Aveira, right? There's no... Well, first of all, both things. There's no chefs of mitzvah on the baguette. You have to rip a baguette. There's no dinim on the baguette, right? And also, could be there's not chal shem lecha Shabbos on the kriya of the baguette. So kids over there, there's no problem with the chefsa. That's why, who of Avera? I'm saying he was Ivan Avera, but that doesn't share mitzvah of Avera. Mashenke Meluva Gaza. That's what the Chen Neshleim learns up the Yerushalmi. So Meili wants to say that's Pshat the Ritva. And the Ritva says that if Kark is an Exelus, there's no problem, it's a Aveira. Why? If Kark is an Exelus, it's Chal Hashem Gozel on the Kark. So Meili's problem, it's a Aveira. By Sukkah, if Kark is an Exelus. But if Kark is an Exelus, so it's not Chal Hashem Gozel on the Karka. Meili, it's not Mitzvah Aveira. Adkan Divrei. And there's a number of other Achrayim that learned that Pshat Nerdva as well. Zameila, Zok the Emir Bina. If he says it's not a problem, it's a Veira by putting on the Tefillin Shel Rosh before the Tefillin Shel Yad. Why? Because the Isser, so to speak, let's say, that you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh before the Tefillin Shel Yad, certainly doesn't, is not Chal in the Chefs of the Tefillin, that, like, there's not a Veira that's Chal in the Chefs of the Tefillin. That's something, Tamon Gufa, whoever Veira. You did an Veira, you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh first, yeah? That's not gonna, there's some Chal Hashem on the Tefillin that the Tefillin Shel Rosh was put on first, obviously not. Right, so Meila Zok the Mirbina, Lefinichem the Shleima, the Kasha of Mitzvah Aveira is not Shver, because Mitzvah Aveira requires a Chefza of Iser Minchal on the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. Now, the truth of the matter is, though, Emes Yeridarkai, that's not Pshat in the Ritva. It's not Pshat in the Ritva. Yeah, because if you look at the Ritva is this Hiksha B'Taisvus. Yeah, if you kick a guy out of his sukkah, it should be problem Mitzvah Aveira. If you kick a guy out of his sukkah, it should be problem Mitzvah Aveira. So that's the answer is that family should teach the Taisvus Mitzvah Aveira is dafka some of his bolaratzos, like Shaifer and Lulav. Sukkah, it's not bolaratzos. There's no psalm Mitzvah Aveira b'chal by sukkah. Zok the Ritva, Lainira. The Bishal Michoshan looks at Matzah Shel Tevel, or Matzah Gezula. And even though Matzah, you don't find that Matzah is Bala Ratzais. Right? It's not being Maratzah. The Shaifer is obviously being Maratzah, yeah? The Lulub. He said this, Zok there, Aval Nochin, the Hacha Kivin Loi Kani Loi Klau. Listen carefully to the Lashainis. Ubishu say the Mare Isa. You're not kind of the karka, because karka ain't exelitz. Ubeshus de mar isa. Ve'ein a mitzvah moitzi asa mirshus baleha. Ein ha mitzvah moitzi asa mirshus baleha. Yeah. Ein ha mitzvah moitzi asa mirshus baleha. Didn't have the first time. Lechashiv mitzvah avera. Yeah. Harehu ki'ilu. So this is the last line where Chem Shleim is coming from. Harehu keilu, he has different. He stole the piece of karka. Yeah, different piece of karka. So you say he's not yaitza sukkah with this piece of karka. He stole different piece of karka. What does that stealing that karka have to do anything with anything? So the Chem Shleim understands. Apishaver biyadai and it's a gneselas because. There's no Aveira Chal on this piece of Karka, because Karka and Exelis. That's what Chem Shleim understands. But that whole line of the Ritva, it says that the Karka and Exelis, so it remains by the Bailim. The Eina Mitzvah Moitzi Asa Mishuz Baleha, the Mitzvah is not Moitzi Mishuz Baleha, therefore it's not considered Mitzvah Aveira. According to Chem Shleim, those words have absolutely no meaning. Those words have absolutely no meaning. The mitzvah is not ma'itzi mishus baleh. What does that do with anything? The verse says, he said, there's no chalais gezel on the karka. No mitzvah aveira, there has to be a chalais gezel on the chefs of the mitzvah. So what is the verse saying? Ein a mitzvah ma'itzi asa mishus baleh. What does that do with anything? So Elmai, the Teretz is, and this is a Riches, but We won't go into the whole arichas, but the Ritva, if I remember correctly, I think in five places in Shas, the Ritva has his own unique shita in mitzvah aveira. One of the five places, in Pesachim, twice in Sukkah, in Gittin, and in Kedushin. Okay, the Ritva has the yisoid in mitzvah aveira that Mamish like the opposite nusach of Taisus. Taisus said if the Aveira is going in the mitzvah, it's mitzvah Aveira. Ritva is a shita. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Not everyone knows this pshat of Ritva. So listen up good. That Ritva says that the mitzvah has to be mesayeh the Aveira. The mitzvah has to further the Aveira. And he says that by why is Lulav HaGazel, why is Mitzvah Aveira? He says an incredible thing. He writes that the Shinu Rishus of the Mitzvah, yeah, the Shinu Rishus of the Mitzvah. Akilu, when you yachid it for the Mitzvah, when you take it for the Mitzvah, it's like a Shinu Rishus.
You steal it
for
the Mitzvah?
No, it's not every Lulav, right? So if you stole this, that's like that's Shinu Rishus. You took a stolen lulav. That's in fact that you're using it for a mitzvah. That itself is called the Shinu Rishus. So Meila, the Shinu Rishus is allows you to be kind of the lulav. Because it's like Yish Shinu Rishus. It was Yish. The Yish Shinu Rishus is kind of. So the Shinu Rishus of the mitzvah. What does that mean? I have no idea. The Shinu Rishus of the mitzvah. The Miyakan of mitzvah is like a Shinu Rishus. Mali Lahedi Mali Gvaya. It's like a. You miyakel for a mitzvah is a shinu rishus, which is an incredible idea by itself. In 1 second, so Meili says. So why is the mitzvah aveira? Because the mitzvah, the hainu, the mitzvah itself is gairim the gzela. Because the mitzvah itself is taking it out of the rishus of the nizlan and is allowing the gana to be kind it. Because it's yish shinu rishus. So the mitzvah itself is furthering the gzela. Yeah? Philip Lyon. So Meila says, Meila, that's the Ritva. Meila, that's, now if you go back and look at the Ritva by Karka, she said, Lamanda Makarka ain't exelis. She says, Kivan Lakonia Klau, Ubashusa Demare Isa, the ain't ha mitzvah, Maitzi Asa, Mishus Baleha, Lakosh Mitzvah Vera. Now this line of the Ritva reads. That doesn't make sense. You could read it. Yeah? He says that the mitzvah, since karka ain't exelus, what does that mean? That means karka, you can't be kind of the dine gzela of yish, shin rishos, doesn't apply to karka. So meila, the mitzvah is not being maitzi mishus habaylim, and therefore it's not mitzvah vera, because the mitzvah didn't help out the avera. And mitzvah vera is when the mitzvah helped out the avera. Very simple. That's what I was saying. So Meila, not like many G'day L'Achrayinim, well, the biggest one is the Chamesh Laim, but it's also a Ruvein, a Shimon, they learned the Ritva like that. But Maisa, if you mind, in this Ritva itself, and with the background and all the other Ritvas, L'Chayra, there's no, again, usually a Master Chutzpedek, that go up against the L'Achrayinim, but over here, There's no two ways to read. They can't read the Dvar according to them. It's just, you can't read the Dvar. I'm sorry. What can I do? Oh, show me, read the Dvar to me a different way. Show me how you can read the Dvar. You just can't. You can't read the Dvar. So, in this case, I'm the Chutzpidik Taka Balmaisa. What can I do? That's Pshat. I'm going to do about it. But anyway, Akapanim, Stam. Not in the Dvar, Lachar, the Dvar is not saying the Yisrael, the Lachar, that Mitzvah very needs requires a chepsim and avera. So Maisa, what's that? Yeah.
I mean, the Ritva is saying because it's two steps removed from Baal. It's in the second rishus.
No, the Ritva says the mitzvah, the asiyas hamitzvah, the bimyakla mitzvah, whatever it is, that makes it a shinu rishus.
When you stole it, there's a shinu rishus.
No, because when you stole it, then yish not kind of then. Yish then shinu rishus.
So he stole it, then it was yish, and then he did the mitzvah.
Yeah, and then there's a new shinu rishus. The shinu rishus of the mitzvah. It's like you gave it to someone else. That's what you're saying. So Me'el Fi the Ritva, though, Fi this Havan the Ritva. So Chayra, in our case, it's the mitzvah that's been going to the Veira, though. Here, Chayra, the Yisrael Ritva, the mitzvah has been going to the Veira, maybe should apply. Because here it's the mitzvah of the Tefillin Shorosh before the Tefillin Shiyad, which is Garim Naveira. But you could answer back to what we said before, that if the whole of Yibin is Raya, the could be mitzvah of Aveira is only when it's an Aveira, not when a bit lase, right? So again, the feel the hagdar over here, mitzvah aver, then the chayr the mitzvah is going aver over here. But elamai, the chayr the teretz why it's not a mitzvah aver and you are yaitzei, is because who said that bitla say is mitzvah aver? He brought his raya from gezeila that we already said before. There's no lefitah is no raya. Al kaponim, because it's not mitzvah aver alsta. I say of Heshu Gzeil is mitzvah vera. I'll say simzo. The Melech and the Raya B'chal that mitzvah vera is even by a bit less.